And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and it is time now for us to step aside here, if you will, to take a look at our weather map. Yes, I said weather map, but not the kind of weather that you're talking about. Yes, we experience cloudbursts. We experience sunshine. We get some winds. I mean, here on the Central Coast, over the last couple of weeks, Beth McDonald, we have had unbelievable wind. I'm going, wait a minute. Is Congress in session again? Because this is ridiculous. What's with the wind? But we can use these meteorological terms in a metaphorical sense as well to describe things that happen in our lives, the path that we go down, and sort of the weather conditions. And we've even talked about this with David Hawthorne, our Vedic astrologer, in terms of what he does and the map. Laying out the conditions that you will come across as you traverse your path, as you go about your journey. And so it's a forewarning. And that's kind of what we do with this segment with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And I have experienced the night sky, if you will, and the overcast sky and the downpours when it relates to the loss of a loved one. I've had that happen as a child. I mentioned that in a program last week when I talked about my grandmother passing. And then, of course, my paternal big brother. And I hope that's the right term. He is not, I am not blood. We were not blood brothers. But he was like a brother to me. So I refer to him as a paternal big brother.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right term. I may have been using
that
wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
You yourself have experienced something that I know one day I will. My father is going to be 80 in August. My mother is, I think, 77, 76. If I'm wrong and she's younger, she's older than that, I've paid her a compliment. But you just recently lost your father, which was not a surprise, but regardless, it's still a shock.
It's still a shock. It's still a tremendous shock, and it's all the things they say about it. It's a blessing. It's a great loss. You know, his suffering is over, and yet there's this void. And it is a time that is really one of coming together. The focus is on the family connections, the extended community, the extended family. You know, in my father's case, he was a veteran, and so there. Our lives are these concentric circles of communities, and sometimes they're Venn diagrams of communities. But, you know, all of my dad's military buddies, people I remember from a small child, you know, mm-hmm. calling and sending flowers and cards. And then we had the service mm-hmm. at the National Cemetery with the full military honors, and it was, you know, it was just very moving, very dramatic, and very astrologically on par.
I was just going to ask you if you were aware of the impending transition of your father, either psychically or even from the stars.
Very much so. Very much so. In fact, I've been working on this for 2 months with a variety of people that I turn to, you know, the psychics and astrologers and various healers and those in the helping professions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of indicators for loss and change, and the eclipses are not necessarily one of them, but, you know, we have three eclipses in June.
Oh,
and,
my.
One on June 1st, one on June 15th, and actually one on July 1st, so it's three in a 30-day period.
Right.
And all of them were impacting my chart in a very great way.
Wow.
You know, they don't always hit you. It's like the Mercury retrograde. They don't always hit you. But this one was is hitting, you know, all three of them are impacting me. And so I remember looking ahead back in the spring and thinking, okay, if Dad was going to go, it would be now.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it did. And so this is a classic example of what I call hope for the best. Prepare for the worst so that you can handle anything in between. If you know something may be looming,
right.
You can, like in this case, put a little money away,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I've got the money for the extra travel expenses and begin to prepare the family, you know, emotionally. For a long time, I'd been saying to Dad, this is what you're likely to experience. I may not be there. Don't be afraid. You know, we'll take care of Mama. You know,
yeah.
you when you start seeing the angels come for you, and when you see that light, you don't hesitate. You know, you don't hesitate. You go. You have our permission. And
now, it's interesting. You and I, we've talked about these kinds of things. I've talked with various guests about this whole experience. Some people have had the near death. They've had the out of body and so forth. And it's like, boy, we get it.
Yeah.
Intellectually.
Yeah.
But it ain't the intellect that goes through it.
Right. Well, and it isn't. And in my father's case, there was some intense suffering for about 6 hours. And that there's even different schools of thought about that, though. There's a Buddhist tradition that says if you ask God to help you take on the pain and suffering of others, much like Christ did mm-hmm. in his passing, that it literally lessens your physical pain. And, you know, I don't know. I've never been through it. I don't know if that's true, but it is an ancient tradition.
Yeah.
And so I assume there is some power and truth to it.
Yeah.
But
well, we know that we'll have you back next week to talk more about these kinds of things as
yes.
far as the planets and where they are and from an astrological standpoint. And the various metaphors that we might use. I don't know. Maybe I'll come back with physics metaphors or plumbing metaphors. I have no idea.
But, yeah, it all works. You know, it's all good.
That's right.
It's all good.
But people can get a hold of you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And one real quick question for you, and we
yes.
only have about 30 seconds. Was it? I understand, you know, the issue of the pain. But in his case, you know, all of this was a good thing because this is just
yes.
the part of the, if you will, the natural process of our existence.
Yes.
We leave the vehicle behind.
Right. And he is free.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him
yeah.
and he's more
yeah.
free than he's been in decades.
Great.
And happier than he's been in decades.
Thanks,
and
Beth. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome.